Chapter 2. Devin's optimism dropped into his shoes as he stepped through the door. Though it had once been a bedroom, the four-poster bed had been removed and replaced with a long oak table. Vicar Caria and Vicar Forrest sat at the table's opposite side, neither one looking particularly pleased. The sight of silk curtains, ornate dressers, and a towering mirror behind them would have been comical if not for the dire expression on their faces. If Devin looked out the curtained window, he could catch a glimpse of the charred walls that had surrounded the cathedral's exterior.
"Have a seat, Devin," Forrest said.
An empty padded chair waited for him directly across from the vicar's. "Given how this feels more akin to a tribunal, I think I'd rather stand." He kept his hands burrowed into the pockets of his leather coat, feigning relaxed confidence. Ever since the cathedral fire, the leadership of the church had been scattered among a handful of homes and buildings generously offered to them by Lontheim's wealthy. Devin currently met with the vicars in a mansion belonging to a family who made their wealth from rope and leather factories near the docks. Given its proximity to the destroyed cathedral, the leadership of the church had adopted it as its new headquarters from which to lead their rebuilding and reorganization efforts.
"It wasn't a suggestion."
Devin flinched. It was never pleasant being on Forrest's bad side. But now his vicar had turned the situation into a direct challenge. He could refuse it, of course, a scenario unthinkable a few weeks ago. But now his sister was acting vicar of the day, and more importantly, she was practically worshipped by the people of Lontheim. Given the city's multitude of threats and precarious peace, neither vicar could afford to have Adria as an enemy. "If you insist," Devin said. And he slid into the chair. He shifted his coat so that his sword and pistol were clearly visible. Proper behavior would have had him disarm himself before an official meeting with his superiors. Given how said superiors had kept the reason for the meeting a secret when sending a novice requesting his presence, Devin felt it was a small but satisfying disregard of tradition. He leaned back in the chair and said nothing as the silence stretched on and on, growing increasingly uncomfortable. He had no intention of making this easy on his vicars. His gut told him exactly what this meeting would be about, and he didn't like it one bit.
"I understand your feelings will be complicated in regards to this matter," Forrest said after coughing to clear his throat.
His blonde hair, normally kept back in a neat ponytail, hung loose about his face. The muscular man wore the traditional soulkeeper uniform instead of the black suit worn by a vicar. It certainly hung easier on his muscled frame. Was his suit lost in the cathedral fire? Devin wondered. Or did he anticipate a battle with Devin and needed the freedom of movement? Devin's eyes flicked to the enormous axe leaning against the table beside Forrest. Not a good sign.
"Complicated is one way to describe it," Devin said. "I assume we're to talk about Adria."
"We are," Vicar Caria said.
She looked even worse off than Forrest. The circles underneath her eyes darkened her brown skin so that she looked like she'd lost a bare-knuckle fight.
"Given everything we've both heard and witnessed, it's clear we are ignorant of much about your sister's abilities. We'd like you to remedy that as best you can."
Devin dug his heels into the carpet so he could rock his chair back and forth a few inches.
"There's an easier way to obtain this information," he said.
"You could ask Adria herself, yet you haven't."
"Why is that, my vicars? Do you believe she'd lie to you? Or are you afraid of her?"
"One of our faith keepers is resurrecting the dead," Forrest said. "Curiosity is only natural."
"Now, less attitude and more answers, Devin."
The chair creaked as he lowered it.
"If you want answers, you're not getting them from me, for I haven't any to give. Her power bewilders me as well."
"Where did it come from?"